With an update from WindsorNewsToday.ca, I'm Maureen Rive. Windsor Regional Hospital continues to recover from the criminal cyber attack that shut down most of its systems 11 weeks ago. The system that stores diagnostic imaging results came back online this week. Hospital CEO David Mouchet says they should be able to lift the code gray soon.
The next couple weeks will be key because then our main clinical items will be back up.
Some systems are still being restored, like the automatic medication dispensers. Windsor's economy shed 200 jobs last month, while the population grew by another 1,000 people. That drove the jobless rate up to 8.1%, the highest in the country. The national unemployment rate was unchanged at 5.8%, and it was 6.3% in Ontario. Victim impact statements continued in Nathaniel Veltman's sentencing hearing today. He was found guilty of 4 counts of first-degree murder and 1 count of attempted murder after crashing into 5 members of the Absol family in London. Some of the most powerful words came from 15-year-old Yumna's friends. All 3 young women, still teenagers, did what many of the adults who spoke could not. They stared down Veltman as they spoke about their grief and demanded answers they will never get. A statement from the Absol's young son was also expected to be read into the record today. 2 people have been arrested after allegedly beating a sleeping man with a golf club. It happened yesterday in the Windsor's West Side. Police say the victim was taken to the hospital where he was treated for non-life-threatening injuries. Emsberg visits Lakeshore in Junior C hockey tonight, and the Leamington Flyers are in Collingwood. Toronto visits New York in the Professional Women's Hockey League. Partly cloudy tonight with a low of -6 and a wind chill of -10. Mostly cloudy tomorrow and a high of +3. For more on these and other stories, go to WindsorNewsToday.ca.